This is Gordon Strom, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a St. Bernardus Opt 12. It's a Category 18E Belgian Dark Strong Ale. So, you might think that this is a Trappist beer because of the way it's named, but the American label on back clearly says it's an Abbey Ale, and the other clue is that it lacks the trade symbol for the genuine Trappist beers. The red logo that you see on all the Trappist breweries. So it doesn't have that. But this is a very good example. It's brewed in Watou. That's spelled W-A-T-O-U. They're the same people that make the Poperings Hommel beer, which is also a very good beer. Been to the brewery. It's nice, small little cafe next to it. So even though it's the Abbey beer, it's in the true Trappist style of a dark strong. It's sort of a chestnut color. It's a medium reddish brown. It's got a very tall head, sort of light tan and moussey, laces the glass. There's just a touch of haze in it, but that's okay in this style. The beer's bottle condition. It's 3 for appearance. So the aroma has malty sweetness, alcohol, and esters. The malt is rich with a deep caramel and toast quality. The esters have a lot of dried fruits, prunes, cherries, figs. There's some spicy, peppery phenolics in there. The alcohol is a little perfumey. It's all really mixing together nicely. Maybe with a hint of vanilla. Always really enjoy the aroma on good examples of this style. They can have a real depth, richness, and complexity, and this certainly has it. It's outstanding, so I'm going to give it a 12. Okay, let's try it. Yeah, there's a malty richness, sort of suggestive of Munich-type malts, but it finishes quite dry. It's got a medium hop bitterness, plus it's getting a little bit more from the alcohol. The malt is very complex. It's got that rich base malt quality, plus it also has the caramel and toast. The caramel carries a little sensation of sweetness, but I would hesitate to call this sweet because it finishes so dry. It has significant esters, the same kind that smelled dried fruit mainly. I probably get dried cherry more than anything. Some balanced phenolics, peppery, spicy. So what I'm tasting is very similar to what I was smelling. The malt flavors and esters linger into the aftertaste. And the alcohol sort of is noticeable in the aftertaste as well, in that it's aiding and drying out the palate. So the Belgians would really like that quality. They say it's very digestible. They like well attenuated beers. So that's really pretty good. I think the palate could be a touch softer, and the flavors a little bit more fully expressed. But it's close, so I'm going to give it an 18. The mouthfeel. Like a lot of Belgian beers, it has very high carbonation. The Trappist beers are always bottle conditioned, and this is in that style. I think the body's about medium. It's not a heavy beer, so it really is quite similar to the West Vlietern and the Rochefort. Palate is a little creamy, but that shouldn't imply that anything about the finish. And there is warming alcohol. It's not hot, but you know it's a strong beer. The label says 10%, but since they do bottle condition them, you know, it can vary a little. Give it a 5 on mouthfeel. It's just what the best Trappist beers taste like. So overall, it really is an Abbey beer that does a great job of acting like one of the Trappist beers. It's not sweet like some interpretations are. You know, some of those can be awfully good too, but you know, this is a good one. This one will age, and I think some of the things I was finding fault with will smooth out. So it's certainly a good beer for cellaring. These kind of beers you can easily keep 5 years and up, and they just keep getting better. It has all the appropriate complexity that really typify the style. It's well balanced. I love that it has a dry finish, and that it has a fair amount of bitterness. That's again something that you see commonly in the Belgian examples. So really, superb blend of flavors. I like it a lot. Give it a 9 for overall, which totals up to a 47. A really outstanding beer, and it's oftentimes more widely available. It's basically impossible to find West Vlietern 12 in this country. It's a little easier to find Rochefort 10, and you know, that's a good beer too. Those three beers are really my favorites of the style. But this is a great example. So it's the St. Bernardus Opt 12. Opt is spelled ABT. It's pronounced Opt. And it's a Category 18E Belgian Dark Strong Ale.